from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester.
All right, welcome in, everybody. Happy Monday to you. Hope you had a great weekend. It is Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Kester. It is Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you. This week, a back-to-school week. Preseason games are in play here. Huge week for the Kansas City Royals that we will get into as we make our way through the show. Much more. Three different text giveaway contests for you today. We're looking forward to as well. The IHOP hotline is open for you, brought to you by IHOP. Excited to bring back its all-you-can-eat pancakes deal through September 15th. That's 869-1240. That's where we find Jad Chambers manning that for us today. You can also leave us your video comments on our streams. You can get in touch with us on social media. Of course, on 12 News Connected, you can see us. You can send us messages there. You can send us messages if you're watching us on Facebook, YouTube, or X as well. Glad to be with you today. Tommy, how are you this morning?
Man, I'm good. I'm loving the weather outside. Loving the weather this weekend. It was almost fall-like, felt like almost football weather outside, at least on Saturday it did. So enjoying it. Glad to be back here on a Monday, ready to get going.
Yeah, we got a lot to react to. The Chiefs get their first preseason game in the books. We can talk about that. I think Chiefs fans are a little leery of that outcome. Not the game itself. Nobody cares about that. 26-13 loss to Jacksonville and, C.J. Beathard going wild. It's not so much that as a critical injury in the game we'll get into. The Royals split the series with the Cardinals. That's fine. They're right where they were kind of to start the weekend. Four games back of Cleveland in the Central, a half game back of Minnesota going into the series, the three-game series in Minnesota to begin this week. And they're looking pretty good in the wild card, too. They gain a little bit of ground. So we'll get into that as well. But Tommy, in the spirit of we've got a little football back in some form or fashion, we get preseason game number one in the books. The starters played pretty much what they played last year, which was, a couple of series. And, you know, of all of the things that happened in the preseason, I think there's a pretty good case that the Chiefs suffered the worst news of an injury. Now, it's in the short term, we think, but Hollywood Brown, if you didn't see it, his first catch of the game, the first play of the game for the Chiefs, comes down hard on his shoulder and basically does, if you recall, what Tyreek Hill did a few years ago And so the recovery could bleed into the first game of the season. So that's troubling. That stinks to have him out of practice. But as far as I recall, Tommy, Tyreek Hill reacted fine in recovery. The bigger problem is, I think that from everything I'm seeing, the possibility of re-injury there is fairly high. And just like Tyreek Hill, it's a you have to go to the hospital kind of an injury, which is scary, but it's a broken collarbone and a broken in a way that's a little bit dangerous. But I think the recovery is about like a broken collarbone.
Remember how excited you were, by the way, about seeing Patrick Mahomes and the new wide receivers connect in this very first preseason game. Yep. I mean, that happened. You know, it happened the very first catch of the game from Hollywood Brown. And then he went down, it's hard for me to, not think like, hey, this absolutely could have been avoided. Not only could have it been avoided, but it should have been avoided.
It was the first play. So you just don't think starters should play.
There's no reason.
Just don't play your players in the preseason. That's your answer.
Don't play the guy that you signed to, be a free agent coming in.
So he just doesn't play in the preseason.
At least he doesn't play in preseason game number one. I mean, I just don't think that there was really much of a
reason. It could have happened in preseason game number three. What's the difference?
It could have, but it happened in preseason game number one on the very first catch of the game from Hollywood.
So now he'll have more time to recover and get to the, get to the first week of the regular season.
Well, I think that's a stretch if he's going to make it all the way to opening day.
So it's a stretch to say he got hurt in game one of the preseason, but wouldn't get hurt in game three of the preseason or practice.
I think it would be a little bit different too, by the way, if Hollywood Brown didn't have a history of injury. And so, that's part of the reason why he hasn't fully gotten to probably what his potential has been in the NFL up to this point in his career. And a lot of it comes down to the fact that he's been injured off and on throughout the course of his time in the NFL when he was with the Ravens, the Cardinals, and of course now with Kansas City. So you know that he's kind of got that, that fragileness to him. That's one of the knocks on Hollywood Brown. Why try him out there? I don't feel like there was any kind of net benefit having him out there in game number one. Even if he had played for a few snaps.
Well, don't play him then. It's not game number one or game number three, right? It's just either play him in the preseason or don't.
I don't see a reason to do that. Plus, like, they've got a handful of other wide receivers that you need to see probably more from than what you need to see from Hollywood Brown. What's he going to show you that you don't already know from him? Like, he's very well documented on what his athleticism is, what he brings to the table. This was something that, again, in my mind, absolutely should have been avoided. It was unnecessary. And now you've got a guy that, could have been and probably, still could be as the season goes on, a pretty good threat for the Chiefs and their receiver core. Now you've got him on the sideline and you're not sure if he's going to be ready to go for week number one.
Well, it'd be week number two, if not week number one. So, you can make the case that starters shouldn't play in the preseason. That's fine. I don't agree with it, but that's fine. But to say it's because he played in the first game doesn't make any sense to me. So if you're here's the thing for me. Andy Reid thought he needed to play. That's why he played. And I mean, if Andy Reid thinks a new player and a new offense needs to get out there with his quarterback and play, then okay, that's fine with me. He got hurt. Guys get hurt all the time. He gets hurt all the time. But are you of the belief then that, I mean, how do you make that decision? Anybody with an injury history doesn't play in the preseason. Everybody else is okay to play. What is your thought on the preseason then? Just no starters play? How would you do it?
Well, I think that in a skill position and in a situation where you've got this brand new wide receiver that you have signed out of free agency to help bolster your wide receiver core, I just don't see a need to trot him specifically out there because
Andy,
you already know.
But see a need for
that's. I mean, that's fine. And he got injured on the very first play of the game. So, I mean, if that's what Andy Reid decided that he needed to do, well, now you've got Hollywood Brown on the shelf for who knows how long. And you mentioned the risk of re-injury. That sort of thing absolutely happens with an injury like that. And so, I think that you've got to probably play it safe and be a little bit cautious with Hollywood Brown returning and what that looks like. You probably have to ease him back in there. I just don't exactly know what the prognosis and the timetable looks like for this potential injury. I know that Tyreek Hill suffered it and was back within a month. I just think that this was an unnecessary risk that the Chiefs took, especially when you've got, you want to talk about Justin Ross and Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore. And, you know, there are a handful of other wide receivers that are there that are battling for roster spots to provide depth on this team in the wide receiver room, which, by the way, was so bad last year, and they signed Hollywood Brown to help make it better this year. And now you probably won't have him for the start of the season. I would have much rather seen a bunch of those guys, which we did to an extent, but we didn't see Kadarius Toney at all in the preseason game, which I think is a storyline in and of itself. But at the end of the day,
and hurt.
You didn't need him. You didn't need to have Hollywood Brown out there.
What I don't understand is you can't mix and match it. So I think you're saying, like, just don't play any of the starters in the preseason then. Like, just don't play them, right? Like, you just don't play any of them because they can all get hurt at any point.
But what I don't understand
is why you're saying, like, some guys' injury risk in a game, because the injury can happen in practice. It can happen in a preseason game. It can happen in a regular season game.
Sure, it can. At least a regular season game matters at the end of the day. At least that matters.
Guess what would have happened if he got hurt on the first play of a regular season game? He would have missed the same regular season game that he's going to potentially miss now.
The stakes are higher.
Guys get injured falling down the stairs. At some point, football players have to play football. Right?
You're absolutely right. But in this particular situation, in the very first preseason game of the year for the Kansas City Chiefs, on the very first play of the game, you don't need to have Hollywood Brown out there knowing his past injury situation.
So just don't play him at all, because what would be the difference if he played the third? But say that. Say that you don't want him to play.
He shouldn't play at all then.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to understand.
He shouldn't play at all in the preseason. He specifically shouldn't play at all in the preseason.
What about Xavier Worthy?
Does Xavier Worthy have a litany of past injuries that you have to worry about?
Yes, and that's a re-injury risk.
Does he have a litany of injuries throughout the course of years over time? Because Hollywood Brown does. And so wouldn't you want to save him up a little bit for games that actually matter? Because I would.
I think you're being too general. The injury that happened to Hollywood Brown has absolutely nothing to do with his injury history. It is a freak play that he landed on his shoulder because a guy wrapped his arms.
I'm not saying that that particular injury had anything to do with, like, his past injury. What I'm saying is that due to his past injury history, I think that's argument enough to keep him off the field in the preseason. Like, don't even put him in that situation. I don't think you weren't going to find anything new with a guy like Hollywood Brown, I don't think, on what he can do and what he can bring to this team by playing him for one snap or 100 snaps in the preseason. You know what you're going to get with Hollywood Brown. You signed him to a free agent contract. There's no reason to trot him out there at all.
I don't think that's fair. I don't think they do. Hollywood Brown's coming into a new offense with a new quarterback.
What is he going to show you that he hasn't shown you in the 4 or 5 years that he's already been in the league?
He's in a new offense. It's not like Travis Kelce not playing. Like, this is a new offense for Hollywood Brown. He's got an entire new offense with a new quarterback, with new other guys, a new position. Like, he's not been a Chief forever. This is totally new for him. And the injury itself wasn't something that had anything to do with his injury past. So Kadarius Toney then shouldn't play because he's got a long injury history. Xavier Worthy literally injured himself in OTA, so he shouldn't play then. And again, if you just don't think these guys should play, I'm fine with that. I don't agree with that, but I'm fine with that.
But again, you're being far more general than what I'm saying. I didn't say that I needed all the starters to not play at all, but I think you have to take it case by case. And, you know, I don't think you can compare Hollywood Brown and Kadarius Toney and what their expectations are and what their responsibilities will be going into this season. Like, the expectation and, you know, the trust that the Chiefs are going to put on Hollywood Brown to help revitalize this wide receiver room that's been shaky for quite a while now, you've got a lot more on his shoulders if you're Andy Reid than you do for Kadarius Toney, regardless if their injury histories are similar, and they are. But I think that really you don't have that much to lose with Kadarius Toney by trotting him out there, even if he does have an injury past. I'm not suggesting that every single starter shouldn't play, but I think you take it on a case-by-case basis, and you look at the player, you look at their longevity, you look at what they've maybe had in the past and what you've invested in them, what you need from them, what you're expecting from them in the regular season, and the way, and you're very much like accurate when you say that, yeah, that injury could have happened in the regular season, but at least like those games matter. At least in that situation, you're putting the starters out there for a final score that does ultimately matter. This one didn't, and the other preseason games don't. And so why, if you are putting a lot of responsibility and trust on the shoulders of a new acquisition in Hollywood Brown, knowing his injury background, I don't know why you take that risk. I just don't.
I think it's revisionist to say that particular injury had anything to do with his injury history.
That particular injury had anything to do with his injury history. I'm saying his injury history should have dictated whether or not he played in the game. And I don't think that his injury history dictated for him to play in that game. I think it was irresponsible of Andy Reid and the coaching staff to put Hollywood Brown in that game, knowing what they've invested in him and what they're going to need to rely on him to be. And we've talked about it multiple times before, the threat that he can pose when he's on the field. But if he's not on the field, he doesn't pose that threat. And so I don't think that it was the responsible thing to do to put Hollywood Brown in that position in the first place.
Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to the IHOP hotline. Earl wants to chime in on this one, and then we'll get to some video comments on the other side of the break. Earl, welcome in. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Real quick, you got a brand new receiver in with a new quarterback. Doesn't it behoove one for this trust and expectation to begin with them building a relationship in actual game environment? I mean,
I don't know. I think Earl, you can do that in OTAs. You can do that throughout training.
No,
sure you can.
Man, dude. Yeah, Monday morning quarterback at its finest. He went down on one tackle, okay? And the good part is, from your deal, well, he's going to miss games. If it happens in the first game of the season, he's missing a month of real games. So let's pump the brakes on this guy, shouldn't we? He needs to build chemistry with his new quarterback.
He's going to build a lot of chemistry with his new quarterback, Earl, with a sling. He's wearing a sling the next 6 weeks or however long that is. He'll sure be able to build a whole lot of chemistry with Mahomes then.
Well, he sure can't do it just sitting there watching opposed to the game. Your causal ideas, and look, man, I can tell by your tone, you're going to bury your flag in the sand. But I'm going to tell you, man, you get out and play in those preseason games. Our first game's against the Ravens. Our second game's against Cincinnati. This is all in mind with starting the season fast. In the past, Andy has taken different approaches. We haven't started fast. Heck, the Titans came in and beat us at home when they weren't a good team on the first day of the season because Andy let up at camp. Look, man, injuries happen. My goodness. You got to build chemistry with him. The guy's out there for one series. It was a tackle. He went down hard. That's what happens. Can happen any day of the week on a football field. It has nothing to do with malpractice by Andy or anything.
I'm going to take it a step further. The injury history for Hollywood Brown, it has absolutely nothing to do with that particular tackle. And B, that the injury history that he has are injuries that could just as easily happen in practice as they could in a game.
Sure.
So what you can't sign Hollywood Brown and play scared because he has a history of foot and thigh injuries.
Put him in bubble wrap. How's Patrick going to depend on a guy that isn't on the field? And obviously,
that's my point exactly. He's not going to be on the field for the next month.
But he could be injured at any point. I mean, come on, man. Come on.
You want to tell me, Earl, that one series, one throw and catch in a preseason game is going to build chemistry? Because I don't think
he got hurt.
But he was only going to play for probably maybe max the first quarter. You think that's going to build a whole lot of chemistry?
Yes.
He's playing No, it's not. Are you kidding me? He probably would have gotten maybe a couple more targets.
Let me say this about building chemistry.
That's ridiculous. That's the most ridiculous argument I've ever heard.
Andy Reid knows more about that than you do, than I do, than Earl does. If Andy Reid thinks it's going to build chemistry and Hollywood Brown and Patrick Mahomes think it's going to build chemistry, guess what? It's going to build chemistry because they say it is. The back-to-back Super Bowl champions say it
is. They're going to, like I said, they're going to build a whole lot of chemistry with Hollywood Brown in a sling.
They wouldn't have built any chemistry if he was on the bench playing scared.
But now you've got him. Now you've got him in, you know, in a situation where he's doubtful, I would suggest, for the start of the regular season. The risk of re-injury is high, and you absolutely did not have to put him in that position.
Here's what
but you did.
Let's just not play him in the regular season so that they know he'll be there for the playoffs.
That's not what I'm saying.
Because the playoff games are more important. We can't play him in week one because he might get hurt and not be able to play in the playoffs. Can't do it.
That's not at all what I'm saying at all. That's not what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, but the Chiefs are telling you they need to build chemistry. And so they're gonna run him out there. Why play Patrick Mahomes? Why would you play Patrick Mahomes?
You have a broken clavicle at the expense of, you know, basically trying to like throw this chemistry, which we don't even know if that's exactly it. That's why he was out there. We don't know if that's the reason. Has anybody said that? Like, well, they really needed to build team chemistry, and that's why we put Hollywood Brown out there.
Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes wanted him out there. That's why he was out there. If they didn't need him out there, they wouldn't have him out there. They think they need him out there to be ready for week one.
If you want to give them the benefit of the doubt in the reasons why they put Hollywood Brown in that position, that is absolutely, you're right. You're welcome to give them the benefit of the doubt. But I'm actually going to be realistic and say
what you're going to do is sit here on a Monday because I don't recall last week. We've known these guys were going to play for a long time now since when.
And how many times have I said, I don't need to see
Hollywood Brown wouldn't play?
I said it multiple times. I don't need to see
any of them.
Guys play.
Don't play any of them.
It doesn't have to be an all or nothing situation.
It does by what you're trying to say.
No, it doesn't. It absolutely does not.
Can you come up with a list of players that aren't allowed to play in the preseason for me?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's take a look at their injury histories. And we'll talk about whether or not they should play.
Yeah, I that's Happy what maybe that. That would maybe that would help, because I don't understand why you're cherry picking only the guy that got hurt after he got hurt to say they shouldn't have played it. That's what it sounds like.
And I don't
like.
Understand why you're generalizing the entire thing. Like that, yeah, you say all the starters shouldn't play. That's not what I'm saying.
Let's take a quick break. 869-1240. We'll get to some of the video comments. What does it mean for the Chiefs? What does it bring to the table? I do think it's worth a discussion on the depth of the wide receiver room, certainly. Because, look, it's football. Guys are going to get hurt most likely, especially when we look at some of the players on the roster. Can they sustain this kind of stuff during the regular season? We'll have that. By the way, all this football talk is brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits. Still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out at T-Mobile.com/switch. We'll come back. More on the Chiefs next on Sports Daily.
...97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for fueling us up here. Steph enjoys a great cup of coffee from Prairie Fire Coffee each and every day across the Odyssey family of studios. The reviews are mixed on the discussion on Hollywood Brown. We've got, you know, listeners, viewers of the video streams. Rick says, come on, Tommy, this could have happened the first regular season of the game. David said, I think Tommy is usually level-headed but missed this one. Ken is more with Tommy on building chemistry where you build it, says you build chemistry on one series, LOL. And on X, Chris says, Team Tommy here, sit the injury prone. I don't have a problem saying sit all your players in the preseason. I don't agree with it, but that makes more sense to me than trying to cherry pick it. Let me give you a couple more examples. So do we say anybody that's missed time? Joe Tooney didn't get to play in the Super Bowl and has missed time. Should he be playing in the preseason? Xavier Worthy injured a hamstring, the most re-aggravatable injury that there is in OTA. Should he be sitting Kadarius Toney? We couldn't go through his injury history in 2 hours on this program. So should he be playing? Patrick Mahomes has had an injury in the past. I don't think he's certainly not injury prone. I just don't know how you define, like, who's injury prone. Is it guys that have had recent injuries? Is it muscle injuries? Is it foot injuries? Like,
I don't think it's just the injury prone. I mean, I do understand where Chris is coming from saying sit the injury prone. I think that's one factor in it, but I think that there are several factors that you take into consideration before you put somebody out on the field in a meaningless game. And I think that one of those factors, yes, is their history. And look, let's face it. That injury that Hollywood Brown suffered in the preseason game was a freak injury.
And it has nothing to do with his injury.
It has nothing to do with it. Okay. But I do think that, unfortunately, there are some players out there that are just snake bitten. They are more prone to getting injured than others. They have a harder time staying upright on the field than other players do. Key point, Kadarius Toney has had much, much of a harder time staying healthy than other players on that team. Whether or not every injury is related to each other, I mean, I'm sure that they're not, but for whatever reason, the guy is kind of snake bitten. Hollywood Brown is kind of the same way, but I think that it's more than that. I think it's not just how often they've been injured or what kind of injury they've had. It's also what is their role on the team? What is the expectation for them coming into the team? Why are they on this roster? Kadarius Toney, I think we all know, is not going to be a high-level impact player for the Kansas City Chiefs. Does he have a role on the team? I think the jury is still out on that, but sure, there might be a way that they could fit him into the final roster where he could make a small difference here or there. But with what Hollywood Brown brings to the table, why the Chiefs brought him in, remember, he was their number one prized off-season acquisition. Tell me another player that the Chiefs acquired during the off-season that they put more stock into than Hollywood Brown. I'll wait, because I don't think
Xavier
that they
Worthy.
Did. There's,
I mean,
not
a different Xavier
I'm
Worthy.
Talking about an off-season acquisition. There was not a bigger and more prized off-season acquisition than Hollywood Brown for the Kansas City Chiefs. So they're putting the expectations of him changing the way that entire wide receiver group operates. Xavier Worthy has a high ceiling, but it's unproven. And really, aside from those two guys, like, you return Rashee Rice, who, yes, has matured as far as what he can do on the field. We know what Travis Kelce can do. Okay, they brought back Mecole Hardman. They brought back Kadarius Toney. They brought back Sky Moore. So it's Xavier Worthy and it's Hollywood Brown as far as that particular room. And they're putting the expectations firmly on the shoulders of Hollywood Brown. Not that Xavier Worthy can't be an impact player. He can be, but he's unproven. So you put all of that together, the sum of all of those parts tell me that there's no reason why Hollywood Brown needed to be on the field in a meaningless preseason game. Bottom line, full stop.
Because Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes thinks he needs to be on the field in a preseason game.
That doesn't mean that it's the right decision to make. So, I think the fact that now he's out for however many weeks tells you it was the wrong decision to make. And look, by the way, I love Andy Reid. I think Andy Reid is one of, if not the greatest coaches of all time. I love Patrick Mahomes, one of, if not the greatest quarterbacks of all time. But it's okay, breaking news, to say that they were wrong about something. That's fine. They don't just get the benefit of the doubt in a hall pass on every decision they make from here on out forever because they won a couple of Super Bowls. But that's not the way that this thing works. It's okay to say they made a mistake.
You can't be revisionist on it. So who doesn't need to play in the preseason? I need to know that now so that when they get hurt, you can't come back the next day and be like, see, I told you so. That was a stupid decision. I need to know now who you don't think should play.
I told you, Hollywood just Brown that. Didn't need to play.
He's the only one.
Because again, there are multiple factors that come into play.
That's not philosophical. I'm asking you, he is the only player you think on the roster that should not be playing in the preseason.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean,
Mahomes gets hurt in game two, you can't say he shouldn't have been playing then.
Okay. That's fine. I think everything all combined, all the factors that come together tell me that there was one player in week number one that didn't need to play, and that was Hollywood Brown.
What that sounds like.
Now, it might be different. It might be different moving forward. Now that you have Hollywood Brown on the shelf, you might need to protect the depth of that wide receiver room moving forward in the future preseason games. And so you might want to be a little bit more cautious, at least I would, with the remaining wide receivers you have so they don't end up dropping like flies before the Ravens game to kick off the season. But you know what? Like, I think that... Really, at the end of the day, it's not just the injury issue. There are other factors that play into it. And all of those other factors lead me to believe that it was one player. It was Hollywood Brown.
There are plenty of teams in the NFL that just don't play players in the preseason. I think you would be better served to just go that route than to try and cherry pick it. I just don't believe in playing football.
I'm not cherry picking anything. It doesn't have to be an all or nothing.
But we didn't hear about any of this. We didn't hear about any of this until now, until after the freak injury of a shoulder on a tackle.
How many times did I say last week that
only Hollywood Brown should not play in this game? Never.
You specifically asked me about the starters, the wide receiver starters playing in the preseason game and how exciting it was going to be to watch them play even for just a series. And I said, no, I don't need to see the starting wide receivers playing in the first preseason game.
So then it's not just Hollywood Brown. Then it's Worthy. Then it's Rice. Then it's Kelsey. You don't want to see any of them play. You don't want to see any of them play, but you can't just pick him out after he gets hurt.
Okay,
so that's what I'm asking you. So you don't want the receivers to play?
Now, of course I don't now. At this point, moving forward, of course I don't.
What about, okay, so do you want Patrick Mahomes to play? Because if the receivers aren't out there, what's the point?
You want to go through every single start?
I do, because I don't want to do this again. I don't want to go through it after the fact if somebody gets hurt.
I don't need to defend every single starter and whether or not they should be playing in the preseason. I'm telling you that the one player, because of everything that plays into it, the contract he signed, the expectations he has. I mean, I've said it probably four or five times in the last 15 minutes. I don't have to keep going back to the reasons why.
I understand why you're saying that about Hollywood Brown. I just want to know now that you're not saying that same thing about other players. So if they get hurt, you can't come back and play the blame game that they got hurt in the preseason. No, they shouldn't have been playing. I'd rather know that you don't think they should be playing now, not after they get hurt.
Now that you've got Hollywood Brown on the shelf,
yes.
I would absolutely say that Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice, I don't need to see them in the remaining preseason games.
Okay, so they should not play. So then should Patrick Mahomes play?
If you don't have the starting wide receivers, then you know what? I think that I could probably still go either way on Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Like I could, you know, he wouldn't have the top three receivers if those guys don't play moving forward, which by the way, I think they will. I think we'll still see Xavier Worthy. I think we'll still see Rashee Rice.
We definitely will. I just want to know what you think about those decisions. Anybody else? Joe Tooney, he's been hurt. Good with him playing?
Yeah, it's fine with me.
Okay.
It's fine with me.
869, did they
just sign, I don't think they signed. Did they just sign Joe Tooney to a contract?
He's one of the highest paid players on the team.
Yeah, did they just bring him in to help this, you know, help that offensive line when it was absolutely terrible and they had to have him? I don't think they did.
Well, they did when they brought him in 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago they did. Do they feel like they've got good depth on the offensive line? I think they do. I think they feel like they got a pretty solid offensive line.
Let's talk about the depth at wide receiver when we come back, speaking of, because now it's shaken. And it is something with some of these players who do get hurt frequently over their careers. We love the top end of it. Is it depth or is it really thin? 869-1240 Sports Daily. We'll have more Royals talk for you as well coming up. Let's set up our first giveaway here. Let's do the Mac Gun Show, the Wichita Gun and Knife Show. So text right now for your chance to win Mac Gun Show tickets. Simply text the keyword Mac to the number 20357. Wichita Gun and Knife Show, hosted by Mac Shows, is scheduled to take place September 14th and 15th at Century 2 from 9 to 5 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday. Drawing ends today. You have until the end of this show, 11 a.m. to enter. Message and data rates apply. Again, text Mac to the number 20357 for a chance to win two tickets to the Wichita Gun and Knife Show. We'll come back. That wide receiver room, how big an issue is it this year if one of them inevitably goes down? We'll talk about that when we return on Sports Daily. All right, welcome back, everybody, here to Sports Daily. Jake Ballbrock, Tommy Caster. Haven't made our way away from the big Chiefs injury. It really was one of, if not the most high-profile stories of the first week of the NFL preseason. We can get to that. Your thoughts on it on the IHOP hotline, 869-1240. You can leave us your video comments as well, Facebook, YouTube, X. Thanks to those watching us on 12 News Connected. You can also reach out to us directly on social media. We get people send us emails occasionally. All kinds of different ways to get in touch with the show. So Brown's hurt. We can put whether he should have been out there behind us. He will see if he's out there by week one of the regular season. A recall on the Tyreek Hill portion of this. Tyreek Hill was able to come back and be his normal self. All the sports doctors on social media. It's not an injury that inhibits the way players can play. It has to heal and then it's there. But what about in the regular season? We love basically the starting three, and then you put Kelce in there, and it's basically the top four pass catchers of this offense: Kelce, Brown, Worthy, and Rice. But there's a decent chance these guys could miss some time. Now Rice, we have never seen be hurt because he didn't play very much. Worthy, outside of his OTA injury, famously hasn't ever really been hurt over the course of his life. Brown has missed time. Kelce's getting older, certainly. How deep is this room though? Because after you get through those, it's the same group of pass catchers really that gave Patrick Mahomes headaches. I don't know what to make of that, quite frankly. I've been thinking about that. Like, we're certainly not comfortable with Kadarius Toney and Sky Moore being your top two pass catchers, and Mecole Hardman, let's say, and we'll call it three. But are we okay with them being your fourth, fifth, and sixth wide receivers as far as depth pieces? And it's an interesting question, because we saw them put in those roles last year and they struggled. I don't know if they're catapulted into the same role psychologically, if it's the same thing. Like, I think initially it was like, well, that's good when your old, you know, top receivers are now way down the list. But what if they're just not good enough, right? Like, what if they're still not good enough? And I do think that's an interesting question to think about.
Well, I mean, I do think that the depth is obviously much less deep now that you've got Hollywood Brown out for however many weeks. I don't think that we're going to see Kadarius Toney in a role where he's going to be put in a position to be a volume catcher or to really do, much of impact for the Chiefs. You left off a couple of names, both Justins. Justin Watson's going to be on the depth chart somewhere. Justin Ross may get
probably fair.
Ross may get a final roster spot. Now, I don't think that he's going to be, you know, anything incredible. I mean, the hype around him has really died down a lot. I think he had, what, maybe four or five catches last season, all told.
I don't think they can keep Watson and him, though, can they? Because I don't think they're going to carry seven or eight wide receivers.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it may very well be, you know, depth as far as numbers are concerned. But as far as impact, I don't know. I mean, I did think it was interesting when I did think it was interesting, and I don't know if they're going to put him in this position at all because we didn't see Tony on the field at all during the preseason game. But remember, you know, in training camp, they utilized him a little bit as a running back. I don't know if they would necessarily do that, you know, for good on the final roster. But, you know, look, I think that they've got strength in numbers, but I don't know as far as overall talent, you know, if it's really there. I think that that wide receiver room, as we know, I mean, assuming, like, let's go back to before the injury with Hollywood Brown. While it was improved and better, it was very top heavy. It was very top heavy with the top three guys. And then from there was probably a pretty significant drop off when you go from those three guys down to Sky Moore, Mecole Hardman, you know, Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, so I think Sky Moore is a roster cut possibility for sure, because Hardman and Toney, well, Toney provides you this, you know, running back experiment, but Hardman, they don't bring Hardman back to me unless they're planning on using him in the return game. So those two guys give you a return game. Sky Moore right now doesn't really give him anything. You know what I mean? And that's unfortunate, because there is still a possibility he has some staying power in this league as an effect. I just don't know how it fits with the Chiefs anymore. I think Watson certainly is a guy you would imagine, just because of the relationship and the trust factor with Mahomes, stays. I don't think Ross is going to make it. But again, like, yeah, there aren't a lot of teams that go deeper than three that you feel good about, though. So I'm kind of like, I think we're all so sensitive. Is that the right word? We're all so leery of what happened last year that it, like, the alarm bells are going off. But then I think around the league and I'm like, well, there's really not any teams in football that are feeling good about their fourth and fifth wide receivers, I don't think. And so maybe it's not that big a deal. It's still going to be better than.
Yeah, but the difference is, I think there are other teams that have fourth and fifth receivers that maybe they don't feel great or comfortable or trust them.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
But those receivers probably have some upside, or they're unproven.
And also,
like, we've seen over and over and over and over and over. Right.
Yeah, I know.
We've seen these other guys just fall flat on their faces.
They've never had over the opportunity, but they've never failed at the opportunity. That's what I mean. I think we're a little gun shy to these guys. So I look, as far as like a panic meter, maybe we should have started with this for Hollywood Brown's injury. Mine isn't going off at all. Now if it was like a foot injury or one that he
sure is.
If it was a re-aggravation of one of those injury histories, I'd be panicking. That play though happens to any play. That play, if any player's tackled that way, they're getting hurt. They're gonna break their collarbone. That's the reason where I'm like, okay, well, it sucks that he's hurt, but at least it wasn't like a re-aggravation of some long historical injury that he's had with his legs and feet, which has kind of been his thing. We'll get to your question, Rodney, that you just sent in on the other side. Let's continue this, and we'll get to the Royals and the Twins coming up tonight and what happened over the weekend. 869-1240, Sports Daily rolls forward. We can't get away from the Chiefs. Hey, it's football time. Can you tell? We're excited about football. Here we go. We'll have contests for you. You've got one text giveaway. We'll get the other two set up in the second hour. All kinds of good stuff. Stick around. We'll be right back. More Sports Daily after this.
In Odyssey Sports Station, this is 97.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now.
Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.